Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shir was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Koilel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Chulin of Tzadi Hei. In today's shiur, we are going to give a little background on the famous inyan of Teisha Chanuyos and Purush and Kuvua. Without going into the full depth of it, there are many different mahalchim. We're going to try to give a basic overview of the yesodus of the sugya. The Gemara says on the bottom of Tzadi Dalam and Beis that there was a butcher that told his friend, if you would have been friendly with me and not got into a fight, I would have given you the best meat yesterday. So his friend told him, Achli Meshufi de Shufi, I already had the best meat. So he says, Minolach, where did you get it from? Amalei, there's oven plenty akum besafali. I bought it from this guy who bought it from a Jewish store and he gave it to me. So the butcher said, Tre avdi vahu tre fahavi. I had actually had two cows and one of those were treif, and I sold that treif a cow to this Yiddish store. And you ended up buying from that guy that bought it from this Yiddish store that sold treif. So the Gemara says that Rebbe said that you do not have to suspect, according to the first lashon of the Gemara, that every time we hear that there's a treif around, we don't have to suspect it. Why? Because Reif Tafchi Yisrael, most of the Yidden Shaykhdim are Yisrael we're talking about, and therefore even if you find meat by a guy, you can assume it came from a Yid. This person was an exception to the rule. The Gemara brings the second lashon, Ika de Amri. Some people say that Rebbe said, "Mipnei shayt ezed dechavin letzuri lechavrei anu nesa kol makulin." In this case, he had a bad intention. So therefore, are we going to ask for everything else? So the Gemara is medayik that it's mashma that if he wouldn't have had, if not for the fact that he had a bad intention, simply the fact that we became aware that there was basar, there was meat that was treif going around, so it would be usur. So the Gemara says, how could you say it'd be usur? But Tanya, we learned in a brayse, the Rebbe says that basar nimtzi biyadai v'kachav mutar. If you find meat by a guy in the city when there's tapchi Yisrael, reif tapchi Yisrael, then it's mutar, because you assume even the meat by the guy is from a yid. So the Gemara says, shani hacha, here is different, the ischazik isura, because the Isser is known. There was a chazaka. We know about the Isser specifically. It was a specific indication that there was an Isser that happened over here. Therefore, it is Usser. So, we have a machlaikas here, the two lashonis in the Gemara. The first lashon says, in a general sense, that it's going to be mutter. And the second lashon is saying that it would be Usser, if there's no ulterior motive, no agenda that he was trying to have. And if you have a situation where there is no other agenda, then there is a problem of an Isser. And therefore, when is that problem? The problem is when it's a Schazig Yisur, when we know that there's an Isser going around. Now, what exactly is the Svar of the Machlaikas? The Svar of the Machlaikas is that when according to Ramban and the Ritva, they say Pshan and Rashi, that the Lishna Kama held that since the Tabach, since the butcher said he only sold it to a specific store, so that's not considered, it's not going to make everything else become Usser. The Lishna Basha says no, just like he says that he sold it to this store, so too could be he sold it to other stores. And therefore the Ischazik Yisura makes that it's Usser. Some Rishonim learn that the Ischazik Yisura makes that it becomes like a kavua. Now, what does it mean, a kavua? There's a halacha that kol kavua kamechza al mechza dami. When something is found in a certain specific place, that the suffix is in that place, let's say it was found in a bunch of stores, in one of the stores, the suffix was found over there, and then afterwards we took the meat out, we don't know which store it came from, but originally it was in a store that some of the stores were selling treif, even if Reif were selling kasher and one was selling treif of Teisha Chanuyos, still, the halacha is that it's going to be a problem because kol kavua kemechza al mechza, since the suffix started in the place itself, it's kemechza al mechza, we don't apply the din of Reif. if the suffix would have started in the place, we don't know where it came from. We just have a suffix on a piece of meat. Is it kosher or trey? That's called a parash. That's called that it's taken away from the source of the suffix, and we'll go basar raif. So therefore, according to some Rishonim, since it's a chazik isura, we know that there was an iser in the store, and the person bought from this store, that has a din of kavua, and kavua kemechta mechta. Now, the Rashba says as follows. The Rashba says that the concept of ischazik isura over here is as we said before, it takes away the ability to say raiv. But the Rashba tells us a very big chiddush. That din of ischazik isura that we're saying here in the Gemara, anything that happened before that, the ischazik isura, everything that any time, if a person came and took the meat from that store, before we became aware that there was a suffix in the store, there was a tray for meat that was being sold in the store, even if he doesn't remember after which store he took it from, nonetheless, it's going to be kosher. That is not called that the suffix was kavua. Why? Because before we got knowledge, we got wind of the iser, the person already had taken the piece of meat out of the store, and therefore now the suffix is happening on the piece of meat when it's out of the store, and you will be able to go basar raiv and say that it's kosher. However, any piece of meat that was purchased after the suffix was nailed in the store, and even though the person doesn't remember which store, and it could have come from 9 other kosher stores, nonetheless, that's already considered as if the suffix was nailed in the kavua, and because of the ischazik isura, it happened after the ischazik isura, and therefore kol kavua kemechta al mechta. And therefore will be Aser. So we see from this Rashba a very big Chiddush. We see from the Rashba that you do not Aser midin kavua any meat that was bought before was the Schazik, the Iser. Therefore it says the Ra'ah, there's a Ra'ah that's brought down in the Sefer Bedek Habayis, in the Torah Habayis, I'm sorry, from the Rashba, and the Bedek Habayis appears on the Rashba. The Ra'ah says that from the Rashba we learn that, let's say people bought meat in a store, and afterwards they found out that there was a treif store here. One of these stores is treif. According to the Rashba, since they didn't know about that at the time that they bought the store, they thought all the stores were kosher. So it's after, it happened before we found out the problem. So now have the suffix, we find out that one of these stores is really a treif store. It should be according to the Rashba, it should not be a problem. Why? Because Lamaisa, they bought it before we found out, before we had the suffix. So that should be a din of parish. And since it's a keilu, the suffix happened, the achar, the priest, after it was parish, it should go bust the roif. So the Ra'ah argues, and the Ra'ah says, Avada, that's not true. Avada, since the store was there, the store was selling tray for food. There was 9 kosher stores and 1 tray for store. You just don't know which one it came from. That's not considered parish. Even though you only found out afterwards that one of the stores in town was a tray for store, that's not called parish, because the suffix happened at the already in the stores when you bought it. You're not sure if you bought it from a kosher or tray for store. That itself is considered a kavua and kemechta al mechta. The Rashi Mishmaris Abai says that Avada, he never meant the case of the Ra'ah. He never meant the case of the Ra'ah where there was 1 store selling treif, 9 selling kosher. We just didn't know at the time that we bought it that one of those stores was selling treif. But it is a treif store. You just didn't know that. That Avada, says the Rashba, is considered as if you had already the suffix by the kavua. That's considered that it was nailed by the kavua, because the kavua is there. And therefore, it's kavua kemechta al mechta. We look at it like half and half. And now that you took the piece of meat out of the store, it doesn't help that to you were first nischadosh the suffix now after a few hours later that it was nischadosh, you found that one of the stores is treif. You don't remember where you bought it. That's not going to be considered a parish. When did I mean, the Rashba says, that if I bought it before it's chazik isura, that has a din of a parish? Says the Rashba, that I meant in a case like our Gemara, where the stores, you have all these stores. The stores are all kosher stores. Now, after we found out that there was a butcher that sold to one of these stores a treif animal. A treif animal has now entered the butcher shop of one of these butchers. Now, we don't know which one it is. That, says the Rashi, that happened afterwards. We say that that suffix, you only have it from the time that we found that embedded and onward. What happened before that is not considered that it was noiled in the kavua. It's rather, it's considered parish and kemechtzel mechtzel. And the Ra'ah disagrees with this as well, according to some farshim. And therefore, according to the machlokes remains at the end of the day in our Gemara, if the meat that was taken before the schazik is considered parush, like the Rash behold, or no, that since we know was taken from the kavua, doesn't make a difference that it wasn't an officially treifa store. Even though it wasn't an official treifa store, the fact that we know that the treifa has now entered into one of these stores, it gets the same status of kavua, and taking it from there is not going to change it to a suffix of a parush, says the Ra'ah, and therefore it's still usher because kol kavua kemechtzel mechtzel. Now, what exactly, how do we understand this kind of svar that the Rashba is saying? What is the difference if it's an officially treifa store, or it's a store that afterwards it was really a kosher store, but we found out that it was selling some treifa meat? What is the pshat in the difference between the two? So the Ritva explains that by the chanuyos, by the stores, you're fulfilling certain requirements in order to have the din of kavua. In order to have the din of kavua, which negates the ability to say raiv, you have to have two things. First of all, you have to have that it should be clear and nikar la'atzmai, this, that the thing that was found in a clearly designated place. And also that the suffix began in that place. So therefore, by stores, if it's an officially treifa store, that's officially labeled an iser kavua. Because that makom, that place where the suffix is, that's an official iser of kavua. Therefore, taking it from there is not going to change the status. However, when you have all the stores that their official makom, their official status, their place, they're known as kosher stores, And a piece of meat has now entered circulation into one of those stores, it's not enough kavua to get the label of kol kavua kemechtzel mechtzel, and therefore, if the meat was not here anymore at the time that we found out about it, we can look at that meat as a separate shiloh. Is it a separate shiloh? Is it kosher or treif? The suffix is not which store it came from anymore. Therefore, says the Rashi, it's going to be kosher. That's the way the Ritva explains the Shita Sarashba. The Shach in Yarideya Simen Kof Yod Sifkat Nyadalad explains the difference between the two cases a little bit differently, not like the Ritva. And he explains like this. He says, when you have a suffix in the Chanuyos, one of them is treif, you just don't know which one you bought it from, that's not going to help if afterwards it was parish. And he says this even according to the Shita Sarashba, which is unlike, like we just said before, from the Ritva. The Prichadash goes with the Mahalach of the Ritva. But the Shach says that even afterwards, even what you bought before is also going to be Aser. Because the Maisa, we know there was one store that had treif in it, or there was a Schadik that's in that specific store. But if we have a Safik, that he, in our Gemara, where he bought meat from a specific store, and he knows which store he bought it from, but he doesn't know to which store they sold the tray for meat to. There's 10 stores here. All 10 could have been the one that bought the tray for meat. That's not considered a suffix in the kavua. That's considered a suffix in parush. If he bought it before and it's not there anymore. That's considered the suffix already is a whole different suffix. That's a Shita Sashach. As we said before, it's a machlekas with the Pichadish Hadalur. Now, I want to get back a little bit to the svar of the halacha of the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is saying like this. The Ra'ah says, what does it make a difference to us that you bought this before it was Nischazik the Suffolk? Nischazik the Isser. What does it make a difference? Lamaisa, we know that this piece of meat came from that situation of a Suffolk. And now, today, you have this piece of meat, so it's the same Suffolk. Which store did you buy it from? The Rashba says no. Since I got it before as a Schazik Yisura, we do not apply the suffix of which store did I buy it from. There's no din of kavua in such a case, and we can down it up as a suffix of parish. Now, what exactly is the svar? So we said from the Ritva before that there's certain qualifications for the din parish, and I want to delve into that a little bit deeper. It would seem to be like this, that we could understand the suffix of parish as a whole different kind of suffix. In other words, when I have a suffix in the Makom Etz Kavua, the suffix is a suffix which store did I buy it from. When I take it away from there, the suffix is not which store that I buy it from anymore. Rather, the suffix is this a kosher meat or a pus or a trefa piece of meat? Now, as long as I know the connection to the stores, there's no reason to say that the suffix changed over now to become a suffix. Is it kosher or trefa? The suffix still remains the same old suffix is which store that I buy it from. And in that case, and therefore, the ra'ah seems to be the most eiskahalten and svara, the most logical pshat that the Rashba seems to be the chiddush over here. Why? Because the Ra'ah is saying, as long as I know where it came from, what does it matter to me when the suffix, when we found out the information? So we've, nonetheless, the suffix still remains. Did you get it from that store that has that information, the negative information about it? So what is pshat in the Rashba that later on we have a right to look at it like a different suffix? What changed? So it's Masha from the Rashba. This is, seems to be what the Ridva is saying, pretty much. That Kavua is more of a Gzeres HaKasav Dikadin. It's more of a din that even though Be'etzem, Rav should apply, nonetheless, Kavua tells you that the Torah tells you that in certain situations you apply a din of Kavua. Now therefore, any time it does not fit within the realm of the Torah's Gzeres HaKasav, the Torah's Chiddush of when you say Kavua, we have the right to revert back to the din of a roiv. In other words, you could clarify shaila. The Achrayim speak this out. You could clarify shaila. Is the pshat and kavua that you don't have a roiv? Well, you have a roiv. There's a gzeres hakasav that tells you you cannot dan with the roiv. You can't use the roiv. The Rashba is telling you that the gzeres hakasav is telling you you can't use the roiv. It's possible, according to the Rashba, gzeres hakasav is goofa telling that that's not called the roiv. But at the end of the day, it's a gzeres hakasav that's disallowing you from using the roiv. Masha Enkin, when you don't have the rules and regulations of Kavua, then you can revert back to the din of a roiv. Then you could go back to the din of a roiv. Now you can understand, with this Rashba, you can understand a few interesting chidushim in the Rishayim. The Shilta says a lashon that even if we saw a situation where we know that something came from a kavua, nonetheless the Shiltas in certain cases says we have the right to judge the din of a parish, to give it the din of a parish. The li nerish a kol shaloi ba. The Shiltas is in Vayikra. Kol shaloi ba liyadim imakam kviusai. Even though it didn't come from the makam of the kvius. Even though we know is a parishman a kavua midina shari, the dairais only make a kavua elo mimakum kviusai. Dairais to get a shame kavua is only makum kviusai. So it seems like the din of kavua has nothing to do with dafka the way if there's a rive or not. Even if there would be a rive, kavua is going to override the rive and vice versa. Even if we know it came from a kavua, as long as we know that the rules of kavua do not apply anymore to this situation of parish, there's a cause of telling you that rice, you have a right to go bust a rive. Taisus on our daf on the bottom discusses a similar kind of concept in the Chbashinu Vinaydinu, where you have a right to mix around things and to be mevatel of a rive. And the Shita asks from the Gemara in Pesachim, in a different place in Taisus, is also mashim like that over here, that Lamaisa, we see it's coming from a kavua. What is it going to help you afterwards to apply rive? So there's a lashon, the Shita Kabetz and Ksubis and the Tesvav that says that you have a right to dan up a ayodei ayodei that you're mixing it around, ayodei that should nasuk panenu acher, we'll turn our face away and we won't look at it. We won't look at the act, at the how we're mixing it together. In other words, we won't look to see that it's coming from the kavua. Even so, it comes out from the shita, unbelievable chiddush. Even though we know clearly it's coming from the kavua, nonetheless, you still have the right to dan up al pi the din of a parsh. The Kovach Yurim in Simon Mem brings down an interesting Shiloh. So he says, obvious Shiloh, he says, how do you ever go bust a rive? If you think about it, how does a person ever down a bust a rive in such a kind of Shiloh? Every rive is coming from a kavua. I mean, the meat didn't grow from the ground. The meat came from a butcher shop. The meat came from someplace. How could it be that you're not going to apply kavua to every single rive? So he brings a teretz b'shem chacham echad, and it's brought down that Reb Chaim was masking to this teretz. Chaim Soloveitchik, Chaim Briscoe was masking. That be'etzem, every kavua is be'etzem k'roiv. Every kavua has really a roiv in it. It's just that there's a kosov of kavua. And on that, there's a kosov when it's parush, the Torah didn't say the Gzeiras HaKasam. Now, exactly how to apply these words to the Rashba, the Ra'ah, is not the subject of the Shir right now. Yesh Panim Lakan Lakan, the Sugi is Rechava Minayam. But the concept that we're trying to bring out, which we said before, is nonetheless very clear from these words of the Kovach Shur. That Be'emes, every Kavua should have the same Shiloh. Every Rav should have the same Shiloh. It comes from a Kavua. And that's the Chacham Echad. That says the Chacham Echad that Be'etzem, it works the other way. There's a Rav even by a Kavua. It's just that the Kavua overrides the Rav and blocks the Rav from falling into place. Masha Ein Kein, when you have a right to look at it as a parish, which is dependent on the machloikas, the Rashi, oh, what exactly gives us that right, then you have a right to use the Rav.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.